Good morning, everyone. I came in here this morning prepared with a joke, but then Stephanie told me a joke. She said it was a joke about paper, but it was terrible. Yeah, it went by me once or twice there, at first too. We welcome all of you in worship. And Paya, by the way, I have the remote for this. I forgot. Okay. We're a little disorganized here. How about all of you? Anybody disorganized? I feel better knowing that we're all in the same boat. Nalo, I didn't warn you, but would you like to tell them a little bit about what White Sunday is?
And sure.
Give them a little bit of an insight next Sunday?
So next Sunday, in our Tongan custom, we observe it as White Sunday. And the significance of that is that it's a Sunday in which we honor the children, the youth of our Tongan community. And so they lead in worship where they read, they spell out the hymns as far as reciting all the lyrics before we sing. As you all know, we sing a cappella. So there will be children coming up to the microphone. They will read out all the lyrics to a first verse, and then we will sing that first verse. They'll recite the lyrics to the second verse, then we will sing that second verse, and so on and so forth. They will also recite the scriptures, and this is all done in my native tongue, in Tongan. And the significance of, there's also another significance in which it just kind of continues our native language here in the church. And that is a thing within our community where our language is kind of being consumed. And it's not just our language, but it's just kind of being consumed here in the society in which we live. But we will be worshiping together in that structure. And then after the worship, or after the hour of worship, we'll continue into another part of the service. But there will be a small break or intermission in between that, in which you are free to leave, and if you wish to stay on and continue with the second part of that White Sunday, you're more than welcome to do so. Pastor Neil will be preaching in English, and he has promised, he told me himself, this is just what he told me, it's going to be a 5-minute sermon. So it will be good to see if we can hold him to that or not. But we invite you to join us for our White Sunday.
And communion.
And communion as well.
Thank you.
So.
All right. They've been doing this for all the time I've been here, for a long time.
Yes.
And we will have, where there are, is Tongan being spoken, read, we will have the English translation on the screen. So those of us Palangi that don't speak Tongan are not going to be left out in the cold. So please come in and join and celebrate and support the Tongan youth. Other announcements for the good of the order. Debbie Gunther, and as you're coming forward, the people online joining us this morning, apologies for last week. Technical errors prevented us from getting online. Our router just froze up. But we did have the recording that we put online available for you to watch that back in the 80s, when I was working in television production, they called that tape delay, but that's not exactly what was our intent. But at any rate, apologies, and we are live this morning, so we're glad to have everybody. Debbie Gunther, please.
Good morning. And this month's crop fundraiser is this Wednesday at Great Greek. And that's Colfax and Potomac on the other side, right beside IHOP. Okay, and then the clothing giveaway will be May 17th, and I appreciate any and all help. We will prep on, start to prep on May 9th for a couple hours, and then on May 16th. But any help is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support on both.
Thank you. To remind you, next Saturday, having a celebration for Melba Taylor right here at the church from 12 to 4, open house. Come as when and you can, and as you can, that we might honor Melba on her 90th birthday. Are there other announcements for the good of the order, other things that we need to be aware of? Okay, I don't see anything else. Anyone else? If not, let's stand, wave hello to one another, and let us turn to our call to worship.
Sorry for putting you on the spot there for a second. Melissa.
Please remain standing as we join in this morning's call to worship. Come and let us join in worship.
Let us sing,
clap our hands, and shout our praise. Let us come in worship and prayer.
Christ is our good news.
Christ is our joy.
Christ is our salvation.
In steadfast love and faithfulness, God has done marvelous things.
God raised Jesus from the dead.
Christ is alive. And at work among us. God calls us into partnership with Jesus Christ and bids us walk in the light. God calls us open our arms to our brothers and sisters. God calls us to compassion. God calls us to follow Christ's leadership as we seek to minister to all the world. Please remain standing as we join in singing our opening hymn, He Lives, number 310. In the United Methodist Hymnal.
The King, the hope of all who seek Him. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart.
You may be seated. First scripture reading for today is taken from the book Revelation, chapter 1, verses 4 through 8, and that can be found on page 230 of the New Testament. Revelation chapter 1, verses 4 through 8. Listen for the word of the Lord. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood and made us to be a kingdom, priest serving his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And on his account, all the tribes of the earth will wail. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you,
Lord. I invite Mark Doctor forward. Your lay leader is going to lead us, guide us through our new member.
At this time, I'm inviting Linda and Melba. Melba is Linda's sponsor. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I invite you to join me in welcoming Linda Emerson to our Christian family.
Good to see you, Miss Linda. You've been with us and gathered with us and helped us with our communion table. And Melba, I think you're familiar to the church. Let us turn to our gathering. You find the insert or you find it on the overhead. Linda, on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves?
I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in his grace, and promise to serve him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races?
I do.
According to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful? Will you remain a faithful member of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representative in the world?
I will.
As a member of Christ's universal church, will you be loyal to the Burns Memorial United Methodist Church and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries?
I will.
As a member of this congregation, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness?
I will.
Will the congregation please stand? Do you As Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ. Members of the household of God, I commend this person to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase her faith, confirm her hope, and perfect her in love.
We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love as members together with you in the body of Christ. And in this congregation, we renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Let us pray in unison.
Lord God,
help us surround each other with a community of love and forgiveness, that together we may grow in our trust of you and be found faithful in our service to others. We will pray for each other that we may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life. The God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Amen. Amen. Melba, are you going to do some introducing or no? Or
no.
All right. You did come to us from another congregation here in Denver?
Yes.
Parkview. All right. We welcome you. We're glad to have you. Thank you for your service already. Be careful on those steps. We have had some bad experiences. You may be all seated. We turn to our prayer time, and we want to acknowledge all of those listed in our prayer concerns. I have not heard a word from Holly since her first report of her hairline fracture in her ankles. Anybody have more information on Holly? Paya is informing us that Holly is having surgery on Tuesday. Okay, prayers for her for successful surgery. Any other updates on those that you see in the back of the bulletin? Different things going on, different prayers, different needs. I keep hearing words indicating we might be able to see some peace in some of those conflicts going on. God mote that it be so. Let us pray hard. Let us pray without ceasing for peace, as we are children of the Prince of Peace. We are tentatively looking at a service for Monroe in June. I think we've announced that already, but just to let you know, the family is waiting until they can get everything organized and be able to do that. Prayers continue for Ruth. She is beginning to experience some dementia, and so aware but not aware and confused, and just you, if you know Ruth at all, strong-willed and being in charge even when she might, you know, she is a wonderful lady. But I have to say, I think I'm slumping into dementia too, but that's in smaller steps. And so we celebrate Ruth, and we're aware. By way of celebrations, anybody want to admit to any of the celebrations going on this week? Melba, I have down here that Joey is turning 14 on Monday. Is that true? You guys going to celebrate him, Wendy? You going to spoil him terribly? I'm counting on it. And Paya, do you have a birthday party going on Wednesday for this fellow, this Nalu character?
Yes.
Did you remember it was your birthday on Wednesday?
Yes.
I have to tell you, I called my dad once to wish him a happy birthday, and he completely forgotten, so it just tells you. Anyway, Ross and Sue Kinney celebrating an anniversary on next Wednesday as well. 42 years married. We celebrate them. Are there others? Anybody we have overlooked, missed, omitted? By the way, the week after that, James Dixon, Elias Littell is having a birthday, Barbara Shaw, Phyllis Tolatow, Jessica Freeman. So there's a handful of other people, but we'll announce those again for that coming week, just for you to have an... You know, and I didn't mention that, Melba 90 on Friday. Yep, we invited everybody all already, and gonna be a big party. We celebrate all of that. Anything else by way of prayers? Please, Sydney. Michael, if you would bring Sydney Weller the microphone, please.
My dad's birthday is May 1st. His name is Chris.
May 1, Chris Weller. And he's going to be 18?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Let's stick with that. We'll be safe there. All right, I will add him to our database, and we'll... You make sure that he's here so that we can tease him about it, too. Anything else by way of prayers of the community? If not, let's read our unison prayer. Let us read responsively. Lord God, thank you for joining our humble gathering. O God, when the world is filled with good things, we forget our need to grow. We forget to turn to you and offer our thanks and praise. Lord, when the world seems to be in turmoil, we come to you humbly. Forgive us, God. Lord God, help us always to see your magnificent love of us. Amen. I invite you to a moment of silent meditation and in preparation for pastoral prayer. Loving Lord God, Creator God, Creator of all that is, Creator of the very universe around us, bringing order out of chaos, gathering an order of planets in orbit and moons around planets and stars and planets turning and bringing seasons and celebrating your creation and all of your createdness around us. Lord, it appears that plants seem to know what they're doing. Lord, how is it that they know that spring is coming and that it's time to begin to grow, time to spread their leaves, time to celebrate the glory of your creation? Lord, all of your creation around us, still mysteries being found, still excitement being expressed, and also concerns as we are stewards of your great creation. Lord, help us be aware where we need to care for your creations of plants and of creatures and of each other. Lord God, you are creator of all people. What an amazing diversity, variety. People of different cultures and languages and colors and habits and traditions and attire. Such diversity is amazing beyond our belief. And yet, Lord, in our createdness, we tend to clump with those that are like us. We form our little anthills of similarity, and we tend to fear diversity. Lord, is that innate within our being, within the nature of creatures? And is that not one of our challenges as we seek to follow Christ and to love all of our neighbors? Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you for all of the creation around us, for the young voices and for the mature voices as well, for the wisdom of ages and for the innocence of babes in arms. Bless parents, bless little children. Bless the elderly as they age, that in grace we might honor them and keep them, even as the gray hair and the hairs disappear from our heads and our wits seem to slowly ebb away. Lord God, you are still with us in all times and all places, and we are grateful. We are grateful for those that we've named before you, and for others. We are grateful that you hear our prayers. We are grateful that you hear the prayers that we share silently. And we are grateful that you are with us when we are struggling in the dark moments of the night. Be with us, Lord. Be with us, and be with us in this celebration, in this time that we come to worship you. Let us remember to be your children in all times and all places. Lord God, we come, we gather, we celebrate with people around the world with the prayer that Jesus taught us, the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I am going to, I didn't really think about this ahead of time. Do we have some ushers that might hand around the plate in case you have, or has everybody already put their special offering in the plates? Maybe that job's already done. Tom, you can remain seated. But special offering is for, we have six special offerings in our church, the United Methodist Church, and one is today's Native American Awareness offering. We try and do good works and care for our brothers and sisters who have been marginalized in various ways and who have been afflicted and who we need to acknowledge and honor. So if you can, please give to our special awareness offering. And I'll ask Colleen if she'll offer us Crown Him with Many Crowns.
Thank you, Ms. Colleen. I would ask that you please rise as we join together in this morning's gospel reading, which is taken from the gospel according to John, chapter 20, verses 19 to 23, and that can be found on pages 108 and 109 of the New Testament. John 20, verses 19 to 23, listen for the word of the Lord. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. And when Jesus had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. The word of the Lord. I would now like to invite Stephanie and our youngsters, young in heart, young in body, to come on down for our video hymn, Good in Every Way.
She is too cute. You can't always see it from down there, but the little ones in front, they start out looking around at everybody like, what's going on here? And then they really start getting into it. And about the time we're done, they're really ramped up. So some of you that were sitting out there, I didn't see a lot of physical activity. We need that aerobics. I may have to sit down for a minute after it. It is this first Sunday after Easter. He is risen. That was not nearly exciting enough. He is risen. Risen indeed. Amen. Great celebration. They find the empty tomb and they puzzle why. I mean, we've heard the scripture. We heard the John, the beloved disciple, the other disciple, and Simon Peter, they race to the tomb and they find it empty. They don't know what to mean by that. The women understand. Thank you, sisters. The women get it. The women are comprehending before their male counterparts slowly catch on. But now it's the next day. It's that following Monday, and they're in the upper room, and Jesus appears with the disciples and says, peace be with you. Doesn't that just mean like, hey, howdy, how you doing? It isn't that, and we need to hear that. Peace be with you. We are the children of the Prince of Peace. We need to hear that. We need to own that. We need to share that. In this time when the world is beset by conflict, the church is beset by conflict. Maybe that's why he said, "Peace be with you." He knew it was coming. He knew that we'd be arguing right out of the gate. John and Simon Peter are competing to be the leaders of the following that pursues Jesus, the first generation, his very apostles. So we haven't learned that peace thing 100% yet, but we're getting there. You know, I missed something during celebrations. Ruby Munson, welcome back. Our little sunbird departed. You were gone for what? Several months? 6 months? 6 months? She's back now. She brought the sun back with her. Thank you, dear. Yeah. Where was I? I was over there, then I went there, and then, okay, here we go. But here we are. It's that day, the first day of the week, and it's Pentecost. This is the Pentecost event. This is the Spirit is breathed upon the disciples. What? Wait a minute now. Did we miss something? Pentecost, Nalo, you were raised in the church. You were a preacher's kid, a PK. Pentecost doesn't come the day after Easter, does it, that you remember? There's a little bit of a gap, isn't there, as I recall? It is 7 weeks after the Passover, as a Jewish festival, Shavuot. I hope I'm pronouncing that well. I don't speak Hebrew. But it's based on that Jewish celebration. That's Passover. 7 weeks after Easter. So what happened to those 7 weeks? I'll tell you what. You're way behind on your weeding, Diana. I mean, it's outside. We're down the roadways. And this can't be right because, I mean, our liturgical calendar tells us that Passover will be June 8th. So something, we're just going to have to get in our Bibles and just change it, aren't we? Just take a pencil and mark it out. I'm being really sarcastic here. But it's funny how we hold on to our human constructs and we want to impose them back on to traditions that they came out of and that they have changed. We need to be aware of that. And go back to the scriptures and back to the guidance and back to Christ. But this is important because John is doing it differently than Matthew, Mark, and Luke, actually. Because it is Luke, Acts, that talks about that Pentecost event. All the nations are gathered and all of them hear the tongues as a fire descend upon them. We're going to hear this in June. You remember the scripture. And we're going to hear that, and that's when Luke, who wrote Acts, when Luke posits that Passover event, not that Passover, that Pentecost event. So here, though, John has it right after Easter. He has it in that upper room. This is where Jesus comes, and he commissions the disciples. We kind of commissioned Linda this morning. Although she's been a member and has been doing that work in different churches for a long time, your whole life, I assume you grew up in the church. And we remembered our commission. Did you remember your words of your commissioning? How many of you, when you heard those words, remembered when you recited them coming into membership? And how many of us need to pause and just reflect on what we're vowing and whose we are? At any rate, John puts this as the very early event, right after Easter. The Jews, the apostles, have gathered in the upper room, and the doors are locked because the Jews outside are angry with them, and they're seeking them out, they're persecuting them. So they're hiding, they're in secret gathering, and Jesus appears among them. Remember the scripture? And it is on that time, it is at that moment that he recommissions them, and that he breathes the Holy Spirit onto them. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the third part of the triune God, God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Remember all of those things, and it is the manifestation of God with us. And Jesus says, I'm going to leave you. I'm going to leave you and ascend, but I will not leave you destitute. I will leave with you the, and he uses the word parakletos. The paraclete is the Holy Spirit. It is that other, it is God with us, always with us. I heard this great sermon one time. Let's see, the preacher's name is Mark Doctor, Mark something like that. And he talked about the Holy Spirit and how it's right inside of us. And we know that and we're filled with that. Did I get it right, brother? The Spirit within us, the Holy Spirit. Jesus is breathing them on, breathing the Holy Spirit on. Receive the Holy Spirit. And in our vows, we responded. We respond in our commissioning, remembering that we have been breathed on as well. So our membership in the church is tied in with some of that commissioning. And we do several things in those vows. I don't know if you noticed them. I hope you kept the insert and maybe reflect on that over the future. But we renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness and evil. We renounce them. It's an interesting term. If you look at the definition, it means oppose actively, speak against, stand up to prevent. And as we are about renouncing those forces, it doesn't mean we have to be all the same. We don't have to be homogenous. We are in a district in our United Methodist Conference that includes a bunch of states. How many states, Shelley? Four. Does that include Idaho? We have a church in Idaho. We have one church in Idaho. Anyway, Shelley is our resident pro on such things. But we have all of that gathering, and we are all gathered. And in our district, this district in which we reside, we have the broadest diversity of people within our churches. Tongans and Palangi, and we have some African Americans, we have some Hispanics, not many, not as many as we'd like. But there's a diversity, and you spawned and helped raise a Korean church as well here. So that diversity is in our, it's in the ligaments, the very framework of this church. It's an awesome thing, it's a wonderful thing. And that doesn't mean that we're all the same. I look forward to next Sunday for two reasons. One, I get to take a little bit of time off. Neo's preaching. Second is to hear the diversity of how our Tongan brothers and sisters, how you do worship, and how it might be a little different than what we do. And to hear the words and the language and celebrate your language. You've been forced into our country speaking our language. Some diversity doesn't hurt. I'm enjoying learning that. I'm terrible at it. I have a really good interpreter, professional interpreter named Paya Kelamani, who has been trying to teach me Tongan. I have not gotten there at all. She has flunked me out several different years that I've tried to take the course, but we try, don't we, Paya? Paya could say that I'm very trying. But as we are about acknowledging our lack of homogeneity, our diversity, it also doesn't mean passiveness. First church I served, there was a wonderful fellow in the church. And it was just, we were right in the very beginning and thinking about human sexuality. And he said in a meeting, he says, you know, this is a divisive issue. Let's just not ever talk about it in the church. And yet it was the bishop that ordained me who said, prayer is a political act. Bishop Roy Sano, prayer, the very act of praying is a political act, and we are to be about that. And we are about opposing evil and injustice wherever we find them. Now, it's an interesting thing that We're supposed to oppose evil, but we're not supposed to judge. Do you remember what Jesus said about that? Do not judge, lest ye be judged. And we need to acknowledge that. And we don't do a very good job of that. But at the same time, we're supposed to decide how to fight evil. But we know that in our hearts, and we know that we should be fighting child labor and sexual trafficking and international environmental abuse and some of those things that we understand to be clear evils. And we're called to renounce those and to stand up to be the people to speak for God's environment. There's an interesting phrase after that. God gives us the power and the freedom to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves. And I love that phrase in our membership. And I'm curious. Sometimes I sit back and I say, Lord, what power do I have to speak up here? What can I do? How do I do this? Tell me. And how to do it effectively without running next door and stomping on my neighbor's yard signs. Those are not helping. But how do we oppose things? How are we about being those who do that? So we have that power, and God is with us in that power. There is an interesting part of what Jesus says to the apostles following his call to them. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. I have struggled with that. I mean, how could I be the one to judge between whether someone is forgiven or not forgiven? And I've thought about that over the years, and I am not supposed to judge. And yet here we are being called on that, and yet it's beginning to become clear to me that if we retain the sins of another, we are retaining them. We are carrying that load. We are carrying that judgment. We are darkened and separated from God by our condemnation. That's how I'm beginning to understand that. I can't judge. I've mentioned that in several times. I see different court cases, and I see people, and I hear about people who have done atrocious things, who come forward and seem to have been rehabilitated, and I don't know if they are truly rehabilitated in their hearts, if they've changed or not. I can't decide, but I don't have to. I am not the judge, the one that knows, the one that sees into the hearts and that can understand those things. So we decide. We decide if we're going to retain the sins of any or forgive the sins of any. And that makes a decision about how we are and how we're carrying or letting go of those weights. That's my place on that. It's fortunate for us that we are not alone in the tasks before us. They're difficult tasks. They're tasks that challenge us and can call us to account, that can leave us sleepless wondering how to respond truly. And yet we are not alone in that, because Jesus breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. We have guidance. We have the Spirit with us if we will pause and listen and hear God speaking to us. We have God to lean on. That's pretty big shoulders. That's pretty nice. So Jesus is calling us, but God is also sending us. This is a wonderful place to be. This is a wonderful place to be when we lean on God and God leads us beside still waters. When God restores our souls. And even in the darkest nights, God prepares a table before us and our enemies. Shades of Psalm 23. So I send you, Jesus says. Sends us to be out there. Peace be with you. It's not just a greeting. It's a call. It's a celebration. It's a blessing. Peace be with you. Amen. Let's stand. Nalu, if I could ask you to come back up and lead us. All hail the power of Jesus' name. And Colleen, if you would, verses 1, 4, 5, and 6. Please.
Yes, you did.
Thank you for muting me when I needed to be muted. Yeah, there is grace in the world. We come, we've gathered. It's the first Sunday after Easter. We are an Easter people. Easter is upon us. Easter is within us. Easter is to go forward with us. In the name of God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, take the resurrected Christ into the world, the Prince of Peace, and let us speak. Amen?
Amen.
Let's join hands and let's sing our closing. People said,
Amen.
Go in peace.